sharing your iDevice screen and app audio. If you were paying very close attention, and I've no doubt you were, you will have heard reference to iPhone or iPad in the screen sharing options. I'd like to demonstrate how that works. So I've initiated yet another meeting. I'm going to Alt-Tab into it now.
Zoom Pro account. Zoom meeting ID.
And there's Zoom my meeting ID. I will press once again Alt-S for sharing.
Select a window or an application that you want to share.
I'll press Tab.
List box desktop.
And I'll use the right arrow key until we find the option we want.
Whiteboard. iPhone/iPad.
There it is. But before I press Enter to activate it, I'm going to press Tab.
Share computer sound checkbox not checked.
Yes, you can do some cool things with this. I'm going to check the box by pressing the spacebar.
Checked.
And now I'll press Enter.
Share an iPhone/iPad screen.
Unfortunately, there's no automatic message being spoken. It sounds like a little bit of extra ARIA might be required on this screen at the time of recording. But because I haven't done this process before, I've got a dialog box on the screen, and I'm going to press the JAWS key with B to read it now.
Share an iPhone/iPad screen. A plugin is required to share an iPhone/iPad screen. Install.
Essentially, this plugin is going to turn the Zoom client on your PC or your Mac into an AirPlay receiver, which will facilitate the mirroring of your iDevice's screen within Zoom. So I'll perform a say line now.
Install button.
And the only option here, actually, is the install button. So I'm going to press the space bar to do so.
1. Stop share button.
And now we have a stop share button, so I presume that the plugin has been installed. Before we proceed, a couple of prerequisites. It is important that your iPhone be on the same network as the PC from which you're initiating this process. So I'm connected with a wired Ethernet cable to the network right now. My iPhone is on Wi-Fi, but they are both connected to the same network. So I'm confident that this will work. But it's not going to work if, for example, your iPhone was on cellular or connected to a different network. What we need to do now is turn mirroring on. So I've picked up my iPhone and I'm going to place my finger on the top of the screen where the status bar is.
1:48 p.m.
And now I'll flick up with three fingers to get to the control center.
Control center. Aeroplane mode. Switch button. Off.
And flick to the right.
Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Do not disturb. Lock orientation. Brightness. AirPlay. Mirroring. Button.
And I'll double tap.
AirPlay. AirPlay mirroring. Heading.
And flick right.
Mirror your iPhone on an Apple TV. Heading. Living room, wireless display.
That's our Apple TV in the living room.
Zoom Jmosen, wireless display.
And look at that, there it is. Zoom Jmosen, wireless display. I suspect those are all of the choices.
Cancel.
Yes,
button. Cancel.
There's a cancel button. So I'm going to flick left.
Zoom Jmosen, wireless display.
And double tap.
Air render.
And we did get a message from the Zoom client on the PC that said air render. So I presume that means that it's happy. It's detected that mirroring is going on.
Blindness folder.
Now I press the home key on my iPhone and I'm back at the home screen. And while I can't verify this, I'm pretty confident that my iPhone's screen is now coming up in the Zoom conference. When I press the JAWS key with T to read my window title.
Air render.
It says Air Render, so it looks like I do have the screen with the iPhone on it. Of course, it's not accessible. You can use this for running presentations. If you have a presentation on your iPhone or iPad, perhaps using Keynote, which is the Apple presentation software, you could run that. It also could have some training benefits if you're working with a sighted trainer who is experienced with VoiceOver, because you can mirror your screen and they can log in and see what's on the screen of your iPhone. Now, you'll remember that when we initiated this screen sharing process, we did check the box that said to share sound. VoiceOver is still coming over my iPhone at this point. It is not coming into the conference. In the past, when I've connected to AirPlay destinations, I've seen a rotor option come up on voiceover that says audio destination. At this point, I'm not seeing that, and I don't know whether that's a characteristic of iOS 10, this particular build that I'm running, or whether this particular AirPlay destination doesn't support it. But let's see what's possible. On my Today screen on my iPhone, I have a Tune and Radio widget, so I'll go there.
Page 1 of 4, Mushroom FM button.
And there it today, is, actually.
Page 1 of 4.
Mushroom FM on TuneIn, so I'll double tap.
Mushroom. Tune. Page 2 of 4, Home. Close. Button.
We'll see what happens. All right, now let's see where that's coming out of. If I fade my iPhone down on the mixer, nothing happens. So if I flick around with voiceover, we're not hearing anything. I'll fade my iPhone back up.
Unfavorite button.
And fade down the sound card that we're hearing my Jaws speech through. So now let's do a window title.
Studio Recorder Document 7. Air Render.
Yeah, so you'll hear that everything's fainter. That means that we can unequivocally prove that the audio from Mushroom FM from the iPhone is coming through on to the conference call. And it is in stereo for me. So that's quite cool that you can play from any music source. You could play from Apple Music, you could play from TuneIn as I'm doing, you could play audio clips. Do it all from your iPhone. So that's another way, potentially, of getting around the issue of not sometimes wanting your Jaws speech to come across the recording. If you are limited in terms of your resources, you can go ahead and enable the sharing with your iPhone. Maybe you can have an earbud in one ear, and you can play audio clips from your iPhone instead. I'm going to turn mirroring off now, so I'll go back to the control center.
1:52 p.m.
And flick up.
Control center.
Just do quickly not flick to the right.
Lock brightness. Zoom. Airdrop. Zoom. Mosin. Button.
And there we are. Instead of AirPlay mirroring, it says Zoom J. Mosin, which tells me that I am mirroring at the moment. I'll double tap.
Turn off AirPlay mirroring. Audio.
I'll turn off AirPlay mirroring.
Turn stop off share button. Mirror.
And then I got a response from the PC client as well. So if I now query the window title.
Screen sharing tools.
We're on screen sharing tools. So that window, when we were AirPlay mirroring, has gone away.
Stop share button.
I'll press the space bar on the stop share button.
Zoom meeting ID.
And the sharing process has concluded.